You know what it is? That again, the waswasa of the shaitan. Once a person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says that, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I go out to earn halal, and my intention is to feed my family and not to beg in front of people, how is that? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah give you barakat. That is part of worship as well. Now the thing is, people don't only, you know, they keep, you know, repeating this, Oji, you know, when you go out to work to halal earn, money, that is ibadat, like you said. But the thing is, how is it ibadat when you go out to earn your halal money? It's time for Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, you're not even there. You know, you're too busy working. That is the waswasa of the shaitan. How he manipulates the mind of a person, the shaitan will make him think that he's doing something good. But in fact, what is happening, he is committing the most serious sin of missing his salah. And I've seen that people, you know, they're busy working away. Oh, gee, this is ibadat as well. Now, the scholars, they mention to work in such a place where they will not allow you to offer your salah. It's not even jais to work in that place. Allah. Alhamdulillah, we believe Allah is the one who gives you rizq. Then why is it that, you know, we believe Allah is the one who gives you rizq, but with that day and night, you know, running after that rizq?